This is Frankly Speaking on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio with Deacon Frank DeFrank, a deacon of the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Today, we want to lay out some Advent ingredients for the sumptuous Christmas banquet that we're preparing for our King. A measure of justice, a cup of repentance, a dash of humility, an ounce of conversion, pound of resolve, and the expectation that the delightful outcome will be a joy we will consume for all eternity. In Isaiah 11, 1-10, the prophet gives us a key ingredient for our recipe, justice. And he profiles Jesus as the best representing justice, a person in whom God's Spirit burns, and from which Spirit flows wisdom, understanding, strength, fairness, and truth, one who delights in obeying the Lord. And if we emulate Jesus, what an outcome for us individually as family and as community. The wolf shall be guest of the lamb, the leopard lie down with the kid. Metaphors speaking of a kingdom of balance, of peace, joy, love, and happiness, all of which we can expect to experience when we give God what is due God and give one another what each is due. In Matthew 3, 1-12, in writing about John the Baptist, the evangelist gives us another ingredient for our recipe. John comes across as a wild man to some, eccentric to others. But clearly, he was one who knew who he was and what he was called to do, to announce the coming of Jesus and of God's kingdom among us, and to urge people to prepare for him by repenting and changing their behavior. Interestingly, John didn't mince words, no sugar-coated feel-good message to those who chose to live unjust or immoral lives. For sure, his message was not easy to listen to, let alone to respond to. But interestingly enough, as St. Matthew tells us, the whole region around the Jordan was going out to him. Tough talk, big crowds, people turning on rather than turning off. What's going on here? What was in John's message that was resonating with so many people? There's clearly a message of hope for his followers and by extension for us. By extrapolation, John might sound something like this for us today. Reflect on your life. Repent. Jump out of values and behaviors you know deviate from God's plan for you. You have no idea of the incredible joy that you're missing out on. Resolve. Change your behavior from being one kind of person to being a different and better kind of person. And discover how many blessings will start coming your way when you do. I think we would all admit that there's a gap between the person we are and the person we ought to be and want to be. We also know how hard it is to change. Can we really change? Well, the short answer is yes. It's within our power to change. And with God's grace, all things are possible. But that effort is lifelong with the frustrating pattern of two steps forward and one backward. But in the trying and the retrying, in the forward movement, in the enduring, we will unfold more of the kingdom of God in our lives and through us to those around us. And that brings us to another tried and true, can't fail to please ingredient the Church offers us to fill out our recipe for our Christmas banquet, the Sacrament of Reconciliation. When we think of this sacrament, words and phrases that come to mind are fresh start, relief, peace of mind, feeling God's life stirring anew in us, strength and support to overcome any obstacles. These are indeed the grace-filled fruits of the sacrament, and it all begins with a quiet, personal examination of conscience, a kind of spiritual operations review, an introspective look at our recent decisions and behavior, followed by an expression of regret for our deviations from how we know God would have us live, a resolve to modify our behavior, and finally expressing that resolve in the confessional. Justice and reconciliation. What powerful ingredients among the many Holy Mother Church makes available to us as we complete the recipe for the banquet we are preparing for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this Christmas. Praised be Jesus Christ, now and forever.